Welcome, everyone, to the Speak Truth broadcast and podcast, where we seek to give biblical answers for today's issues. I'm looking forward to today's podcast. I just want to speak some truth into your life about healthy church, about church growth. And let me just say, you know, a lot of times when people hear those words about church health or church growth, they automatically connect that with some form of pragmatism. And I will say that, you know, in the early 90s, early 2000s, there was a lot of emphasis on church growth strategies, and many of those church growth strategies reflected more of pragmatism than really biblical truth. And so when I talk to you today about church health, church growth, I'm not coming from it from the perspective of pragmatism, nor will I be encouraging you to be pragmatic. But what I want to do is to draw from the Word of God and show you what I believe to be three principles that are right here in the Word of God that will help your church to overcome barriers for the gospel. And the reality is this, is that every church has a life cycle, and it's just a fact. Every church goes through a life cycle. Every church has a time of growth and a time of plateau, and if that plateau is not addressed, then the next step in the life cycle of the church is decline. If decline is not addressed, then the next step is death. And I would say to you that when we look out across our land, especially in our Western culture, and especially the American church, it's time for us to be honest about where we are. You know, if you're plateaued, be honest about being plateaued. If your church is in decline, be honest about your church being in decline. The only bad thing about those two things is if you don't identify it, if you're not honest about it, and if you're not willing to do anything to correct it. And so my prayer is that you will listen to this podcast to the very end as I seek to provide you with some principles, biblical principles, straight from the Word of God that I believe will help your church to be healthy and will help your church to grow in reaching people with the gospel this next year. And so let me share with you some things that I think might be helpful. And these are things that we are implementing here at EFBC. So the passage of Scripture I want us to look at this morning is Acts chapter 4. And to be quite honest with you, this just came out of a quiet time that I was having with God. And out of that quiet time, I realized if a church is going to overcome barriers to growth and health, then we have to implement these three biblical principles that we see in this chapter. And so let me share with you from Acts chapter 4, the three biblical principles that I think if any church will faithfully apply, it will help them to break through plateau and decline and to begin to experience growth in as it relates to reaching souls and making disciples. So let's look here. Acts 4, verse 1. It says, as they were speaking to the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, greatly annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they arrested them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who had heard the word believed, and the number of them that came to Christ were about 5,000. Now watch this. On the next day, the rulers and the elders and scribes gathered together in Jerusalem. When Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and all who were of high priestly family, when they had set them in the midst, they inquired. Again, they're questioning the apostles now. And they said to Peter, by what power or by what name did you do this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, now notice what Peter says, rulers of the people, elders, If we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, then let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Now, if you think about the book of Acts up to chapter 4, we have the coming of the Holy Spirit, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We have Pentecost. And then when you look in Acts chapter 3, we have Peter's famous sermon. And then we have 3,000 souls added to the church. Okay? So the church is growing. Then when we come to chapter 4, this growing church has now hit an obstacle. So the question is how will the apostles lead through this obstacle? The first thing that we see them doing is remaining faithful to powerful proclamation. It was the proclamation of the gospel that resulted in their arrest and ultimately their interrogation. But as you notice, when Peter was brought before the leaders, what did Peter continue to do? He continued to powerfully proclaim the gospel. So my prayer, as I speak to pastors and church leaders, and that in 2024, if your church is in decline, or if your church is plateaued, or even if you feel like your church is dead, can I just encourage you to remain faithful to the powerful proclamation of the gospel? On Sunday mornings, proclaim the gospel. On Sunday evenings, proclaim the gospel. Make sure you have some type of organized outreach where you are going out into the community together as the body of Christ and proclaim the gospel. Schedule blitzes where you go into your community, do mass canvassing, do something in 2024. Make sure that the powerful proclamation of the gospel is a priority. And just don't hope it's a priority, but make it a priority. Schedule events, trainings, equip the saints to do the work of the ministry. But as the apostles faced this obstacle, they faced it faithfully for the gospel by remaining truthful to powerful proclamation. The next thing that we see here is eventually the apostles are released. And then we began reading in verse 23 of the same chapter. And when they were released, they went to their friends and reported what the chief priests and the elders had said to them. And when they heard it, they lifted their voices together to God and said, "Sovereign Lord, who made the heaven and earth and the sea and everything in them, who through the mouth of our father David, your servant, said by the Holy Spirit, 'Why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed. For truly in this city they were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, to do whatever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place. And now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant to your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness, while you stretch out your hand to heal and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus.'" Now watch this. "And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness." The second thing that we see here in overcoming obstacles to church health, church growth, overcoming plateau and decline is not only remaining faithful to the powerful proclamation of the gospel, but secondly is remaining faithful to powerful prayer. We see that in the face of threats, what did the apostles do? They preached and they prayed. And I would say the same is true for us. I know that for me personally, as First Baptist Edmond moves into 2024, we are focusing our efforts on the powerful proclamation of the gospel. And we are going to seek to bring our people together for the purpose of gospel proclamation. We are a church that has two services. Some of the things that we're going to do is periodically we're going to have a united service, one service, where we come together under the powerful proclamation of the gospel. And then we are going to have a solemn assembly where we pray together, partake of the Lord's Supper. And we're going to be doing prayer walks and prayer events this year. So we are seeking to be faithful to powerful proclamation and the power of prayer. Praying together, proclaiming the gospel together will build community in your church, which results in health, which results in growth. And the third thing that we see here is the power of participation, or you might say partnership. The Bible goes on to say in verse 32, "Now the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one said that anything of the things that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common. And with great power the apostles were given their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all." Now listen, why was grace upon them? Because they were faithful to powerful proclamation, and they were faithful to powerful prayer. And then we see in verse 34, there was not a needy person among them, for as many as were owners of lands or houses sold them, and they brought the proceeds of what was sold, and they laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. And then we have an example of Barnabas here. Then there's Joseph, who is also called by the apostles Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, a Levite, a native of Cyprus. He sold a field that belonged to him, and he brought the money, and he laid it at the apostles' feet. So what we see in the latter part of chapter 4 is the church coming together in partnership and in participation. What I mean by that is this, is I would encourage pastors this year, in 2024, to make strategic efforts to bring your people together. So if we think about powerful proclamation, overcoming obstacles, I don't know what your obstacles may be. I don't know where your church is at in its life cycle. But if you are plateaued and if you are in decline, or even if you think your church is dead, let me encourage you today to look at Acts chapter 4 and how the apostles in the early church overcame these obstacles. They remained faithful to the powerful proclamation of the gospel. They didn't just hope it would happen, but they strategized. And then we see the power of prayer. And we have to get our people together and praying together. And then partnering together. Some of the things that we're going to do this year to get our people to partner together is joint services, evangelism trainings, evangelism opportunities for proclamation. We're going to have solemn assemblies. We're going to be calling our people together for prayer. We're going to be having prayer walks this year. And then also participation. We are going to be strategically planning events, if you want, and ministries that actually bring our whole congregation together. I know this is true. You know, when churches have two different services or three or four, really over time you begin to have each one of those services becomes a different congregation. And that's just the way it happens. I mean, as much as we try for that not to happen, it happens. So we as pastors need to have a vision that brings our people together in gospel ministry for the purpose of powerful prayer and the purpose of powerful proclamation. You want to overcome obstacles? Then be bold. Be bold in your proclamation. Be bold in your praying. Be bold in your partnership, your participation. Pastors, let me just encourage you. It's not reinventing the wheel. You don't have to have some secret revelation that God gives you. Just to remain faithful to what you know God has blessed. And God will bless powerful proclamation, powerful prayer, and powerful participation. With those three principles, we are going to organize our whole calendar this coming year to make sure that we are faithful to these three things. God bless you, and until we meet again, serve the King.